Now, moving right along the slate of games, and you look at the Seattle Seahawks. This is a team, they were on the cusp of being two-time Super Bowl champions this past February before a controversial play call at the end of Super Bowl number 49 cost them the game. And if there's one team that has given the Seahawks problems over the past few years, it is the St. Louis Rams under head coach Jeff Fisher. But it was the Seahawks who got the scoring going this afternoon at the Edwards-Jones Dome in St. Louis when in the first quarter, Tyler Lockett, the rookie out of Kansas State, scored on a 57-yard punt return to give Seattle the 7-0 advantage. St. Louis would come back early on in the second quarter when wide receiver Tavon Austin scored on a 16-yard run. It was 10-10 at the half, and then it was 13-10 in the third quarter in favor of Seattle before St. Louis got going. Nick Foles scored on a 1-yard run to give the Rams a 17-13 advantage, and then it was that guy again, Tavon Austin, later on in the third when he electrified the crowd in St. Louis on a 75-yard punt return for a touchdown to give the Rams a 24-13 lead. And at this point, the Rams were cruising, and it looked like they were easily going to get the win. But undaunted, the Seahawks would come back in the fourth quarter when quarterback Russell Wilson connected with new acquisition and tight end Jimmy Graham on a 7-yard touchdown pass. The Seahawks did go for the two-point conversion, and it was 24-21. After Steven Hauschka field goal tied it at 24, the Seahawks defense stepped up when new Seahawks cornerback Kerry Williams sacked Foles, picked up the football, and returned it 8 yards for the fumble recovery for the touchdown and gave the Seahawks the 31-24 lead. But late in the fourth quarter, it was Foles who led the Rams back downfield on a 12-play, 84-yard drive, which was capped off by a 37-yard touchdown pass to Lance Kendricks to tie the game at 31 apiece. Now, in overtime, the Rams won the toss and elected to receive. The Seahawks decided to go for an onside kick, which really cut down the field because then they gave the Rams the football at nearly midfield. And because of that, it set up a Greg Zuerlein 37-yard field goal. The Seahawks did get the football per NFL overtime rules, but they were stopped on fourth down. And it was the Rams that came away with the 34-31 victory this afternoon. Now, you look inside of the game on this one, and first and foremost, you look at all of the passing that the Seattle Seahawks did. Russell Wilson dropped back to pass 41 times today. That is not a recipe that will lead to success for the Seattle Seahawks club. They're more about the balance. They love to run the football. They enjoy having Wilson throw the football, but like 20 to 25 times, that is really their thing. This was not their cup of tea this afternoon. And that was one of the things that cost the Seahawks the game today. Now, you look at Jimmy Graham, the newest acquisition for the Seattle Seahawks in their passing game. He did have 6 receptions. For 51 yards. And like I said, he's going to be a guy that steps up big time for them in the red zone. But the Seattle Seahawks still don't have that wide receiver that puts fear into opponents. Now, on the flip side, with the Seahawks defensively, you look at the late game situation when they gave up that touchdown. And that simply screams of not having a guy like Cam Chancellor back there in their secondary. I talk about it, how Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and Richard Sherman all feed off of one another. And Sherman and Thomas played well today, but it was one play that you could see the difference that a guy like Cam Chancellor makes or can make when he is out there on the field. Of course, he is holding out right now for more money from the Seattle Seahawks. And you have to wonder if the fact that they lost today might speed up the process to get him back onto the football field. Now, on the flip side for the St. Louis Rams, this was a big win because you look at the fact that they have been right there with the Seattle Seahawks the past few years in the NFC West. They haven't been able to get over that hump. And the Rams, they've been a team that's teetering on the brink of breaking through and being a postseason team. this might be the victory that gets them started and gets them going on that right foot. You look at Nick Foles today. He was 18 of 27 for 297. He didn't have any interceptions, but he did have that one sack fumble that did cost him. The Rams were not able to run the football as effective as they would have liked to. But the thing is, this team still brings a ton of physicality to the field. And that is something that head coach Jeff Fisher preaches. He instills in this team on a weekly basis. And like I said before, they are going to continue to be a tough out in the NFC West. Now, next week, the Rams will travel to the nation's capital to take on the Washington Redskins. And as I previously mentioned, the Seahawks will once again be on the road, this time when they take on the Green Bay Packers. Now, this past spring's NFL draft had two quarterbacks going 1 and 2. You had Jameis Winston going first overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while you had Marcus Mariota going second to the Tennessee Titans. These two guys represent the last two winners of the Heisman Trophy in college football. Of course, Winston won the award in 2013 when he helped Florida State win the national championship, and Mariota won it last year when he helped Oregon get to the national championship game. These two players met last year in the Rose Bowl, and they are very familiar with one another. But it didn't take Mariota that long to get his feet wet as an NFL quarterback, as with just under 2 minutes to go in the game this afternoon in the first quarter, Mariota connected with wide receiver Kendall Wright on a 52-yard touchdown pass to give the Titans the early 7-0 advantage. Now, when Winston got his turn for the Bucs, he was picked off by Titans defensive back Cody Sensabaugh, who returned to 26 yards for the touchdown to give the Titans the 14-0 advantage. Later on in the first quarter, Bishop Sankey would be the recipient of a 12-yard touchdown pass from Mariota, which put the Titans firmly in front by the score of 21-0. The Bucs finally got on the board early in the second quarter when Winston connected with tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins on a 5-yard pass to make it 21-7. But Marcus Mariota was simply dialed in. Later in the second quarter, he found wide receiver Harry Douglas on a 4-yard touchdown pass to give the Titans a 28-7 advantage. And just before the first half culminated, Mariota connected with tight end Delanie Walker on a 1-yard pass to make it 35-7 in favor of Tennessee at halftime, which brought out the Boo Birds in Tampa. Now, the Titans would go on to win this game by the score of 42-14, and it was a very efficient game for Mariota. Only attempted 16 passes, but he completed 13 of those, 4 of those which went for touchdowns. Winston, on the flip side, was 16 of 33 for 210 yards, 2 TDs, and 2 picks. And of course, he was going to throw more than Mariota this afternoon, being that the Titans jumped on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so quickly. And, you know, credit to Titans head coach Ken Whisenhunt in this game. And the reason why I say it is this. He came out with a game plan that called for effective passes for Marcus Mariota. He was efficient. He was extremely confident out there. He had great footwork. He had great technique. And these are all things that Ken Whisenhunt praised in the offseason with his very young quarterback. And due to the fact that the Titans were able to jump ahead of the Buccaneers so early in this ball game, it made the Tampa Bay Bucs very one-dimensional, which meant that with a veteran defensive coordinator for Tennessee in Dick LeBeau, he was basically able to allow his defense to pin their ears back and come after the rookie quarterback in Winston, which really changed the game. And the Buccaneers, for that point, were taken out of this game very quickly. So that is a credit for the Tennessee Titans. They were able to compete in a way that they really have not competed in a very long time. And again, this was a team that only won 2 games last year, so it was very big for them to come out and do their thing like that early and often. Now you look at the Titans, they will be on the road once again next Sunday when they travel to take on the Cleveland Browns, while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be on the road as well. This time they will be down in New Orleans to take on the Saints. Now, the Cleveland Browns and their atrocious new uniforms found themselves at MetLife Stadium this afternoon to take on the New York Jets. And the New York Jets are beginning a new regime, first with general manager Mike Maccagnan and also with first-year head coach Todd Bowles. Now, early on in this game, Browns quarterback Josh McCown left with an injury, which paved the way for Johnny Manziel to come in as Browns quarterback. And it looked early on like it was going to be Johnny Football that was going to lead the Browns to a victory, when early in the second quarter, Manziel connected with wide receiver Travis Benjamin on a 54-yard pass to give the Browns the 7-0 lead. But at that point, the Browns realized that they were the Browns, and it was the New York Jets that put on a very good football game. It was a full game from the Jets, and that's why they were able to win this afternoon by the score of 31-10. Credit to the Jets, first and foremost. They forced 5 Cleveland Browns turnovers, which kept their crowd into the game, which allowed their defense to pin their ears back, and they really came after the Browns. They frustrated Manziel, and of course, this was a guy that did not have any reps this week in practice with the first team offense, and it showed. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was the Jets starting quarterback, was 15 of 24 passing for .179 with 2 TDs and 1 pick, but you have to love what the Jets were able to do with their ground game. 154 yards on 36 carries. And that's what it's all going to be about for the Jets team. Balance, 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 and more balance as they look to stay afloat in the AFC this year. Now, like I said, the Browns will be at home this week to host the Tennessee Titans, while the Jets will be on the road this week to take on the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football.